We turn now to Deborah Martin, who successfully sued her ex-husband. And for those of you who have children, you're about to hear a very graphic description of domestic violence. I spoke with Deborah Martin earlier. She told me about the night her husband beat her.
When he got home from work that evening, he walked in with a six-pack of beer and two of them were gone. He wanted to go out and for a little bit because he'd had a hard day at work, so he walked out into the garage to have a beer while I went and got ready. We went out and had a beer, and he ordered two kamikazes. He drank both of them. We paid our bill, headed home. When we got home, I made a bed because a hurricane was coming in down in our living room. It was a much safer area of the house. He said he was going to stay up for a while and turn the weather channel on. I fell asleep. I was woken by the door slamming. I got up and walked out in the kitchen, and I said, "Hey, you woke me up." And he gave me a really dirty look and walked out the door into the garage and just slammed the door. I walked over, opened the kitchen door, and said, "Dumbass," and slammed the door. I started to walk back towards the living room, and I heard the door crash into the wall. I turned around, and he just came after me. He grabbed me by my upper arms, body slammed me onto our wooden kitchen floor. My head cracked. He then jumped on top of me and pinned my upper arms with his knees. And I tried to move, and I couldn't move except my head. And I saw his fist coming, and I just closed my eyes. The first several blows hit the right side of my mouth, jaw area. To escape the pain, I tilted my chin downwards, and the next few blows hit up in my upper cheek. And I moved my head again up to get away from the pain, and I took a few more blows on the right side of my mouth area, and the pain was just so horrendous, I turned my head as far as I could to the left, and I just laid there while he continued to hit my left eye. And then he finally stopped. I rolled over, trying to catch my breath. There was blood running down my throat, blood running out my nose, and then I felt his foot on top of me. And I opened my eyes and looked up, and he had a big butcher knife over his head, and he started to come down, and I just screamed, "John, don't!" And then he stopped right above my chest, and he stood up, and that he dropped the kitchen knife, and that glazed look left his eyes, and he turned around and walked back into the garage, slamming the kitchen door.
Your husband was arrested and convicted in criminal court. What was his punishment?
He received 4 months, and he served 57 days.
He served 57 days?
Yes.
And how did you decide to file a civil suit? What was it? Was it the brevity of the criminal sentence that spurred you on?
That spurred me on, and also Megan McRae was handling my divorce case, and her associate, Rich McDowell, saw the pictures that I had given her that I'd taken after the incident, where you could see just how all the bruising, the damage caused, so excessive, and he was just shocked, and he asked Megan, you know, if I had considered anything else. And so it really helped that I had the knowledge that there was another avenue to pursue, you know, to help with all the medical costs and whatnot.
How do you feel now that you have won this settlement of $500,000?
It does make me feel very good. Being able to collect it's going to be another part of this ongoing saga. I was very glad that the jurors wanted to send a message to him and all abusers that domestic violence was unacceptable because they found the highest amount they could charge him money-wise in their decision for his actions and behavior.
Deborah Martin successfully sued her husband for domestic violence. She joined us from member station KCFR in Denver, Colorado. Ms. Martin, thank you very much for sharing your story with us today.
Thank you for having me.
We have links to websites for anyone who needs help fighting domestic violence. Go to our website, npr.org.